a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking with George in San Francisco, and I've noticed a consistent pattern. The reality is nobody has been able to find anything negative about Donald Trump, other than he made the illegal immigrants feel unwelcome. And a lot of what they're trying to throw onto Donald Trump is stuff the Democrats have been doing all along. It's literally projection. I mean, Hillary's out there saying Donald Trump is in cahoots with the Russians when she's the one who was the beneficiary of that Uranium One deal. And psychologists call it projection, and that's clearly what's going on. And the more the Hillary campaign engages in what are obviously smear tactics, coming out with these accusations, it is working for Donald Trump. Because Hillary is showing herself to be part of this corrupted system that thinks lying and cheating and stealing and assassination is a perfectly good way to run a country. And that does stand in stark contrast with Donald Trump.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And thank you for posting Clinton Cash, because, yeah, the Uranium One deal is really stated clearly. Clearly in there. And I and some friends, we did have a chance to see Hillary's America last weekend. We liked both films. You know, the Clinton Cash is more serious, although there's a lot of seriousness in Hillary's America. It's very entertaining, too. So it's a lot of fun to watch that film for some of the things that happen. And I love the way that, you know, Dinesh talks about, you know, the Democrats, not that bad Republicans haven't done the same thing, too, but, you know, the whole con game of, what is it, it's plan, let's see, plan, pitch, take, and then deny. And we're seeing a lot of that right now, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. And they'll put out rumors, and then they'll try and obscure the source of the rumors so nobody can do the validation. I remember, you know, this bogus lawsuit was filed against Donald Trump in California, supposedly by this woman that he raped when she was 13 years old on Jeff Epstein's island. And it had all the hooks in there to drag people in. But then the address for the plaintiff turned out to be boarded up house. The phone number for the plaintiff turned out to be disconnected. And its last user had been a dentist who'd had it for years. And the court threw the case out because they couldn't find the plaintiff. They refiled in New Jersey. And they're not really going to sue Donald Trump. They're just trying to generate the headlines, wag the dog style. Get the media to talk about what Hillary Clinton wants them to talk about. And from those DNC leaked emails, we understand the corporate media is going along with this. There was that one writer at Politico was sending his articles over to the DNC to be vetted before he submitted them to his own publisher. I mean, that's how warped this entire system is.
Right.
Okay.
So number four was at 5:54, Senator Al Franken says, rather than voting for someone who's never done anything for anyone other than himself, blah, 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 vote for Senator, you know, vote for Clinton. 6:39 p.m. Senator Cory.
Well, hold on. Okay, I want to back up on that one. Okay.
Okay.
Al Franken's absolutely wrong, because every time Donald Trump started a business, he created jobs, he generated revenue, generated tax revenue, gave a business to construction companies, furniture companies, all of that stuff. He's the center of a giant commercial enterprise. It's not like he took all that money in and put it in his pocket. It went back out into the economy. And so, yeah, actually, Donald Trump did create lots and lots of jobs.
Okay, lie number five. This is the oldest constitutional democracy on the planet. Of course, we know that most of your listeners know the word democracy doesn't appear anywhere in the Constitution. It's a republic.
No. Yeah, it's a republic supposedly with a democratically elected government, but thanks to the Democratic National Committee, we know that that's not true. And, of course,
right.
Democracy goes all the way back to Greece, and other nations have had constitutions as well. You know, this is like when Michelle Obama came on out, you know, trying to fan up the race hatred by saying how what a trauma it was to live in a White House knowing it was built by slave labor. Hey, you could spend all your time down there at, you know, Camp David. And then, of course, it came out. Anybody who knows history knows the White House was not built by slave labor. It was built by the best craftsmen available at the time. The only time slaves were brought in was during that final painting, and the White House paid them for their work. So
you know,
it's kind of hard.
I didn't catch that one.
Yeah.
I know she said that, and that one sailed right past me. Thank you for catching that. 7:31 p.m., Elizabeth Warren, there is a huge difference between people fighting to level the playing field and people fighting to maintain the status quo. Not once did he, Trump, lift a finger to help the working people. And you've already addressed that one as well.
He created earlier. Jobs. You know, yeah. And Hillary is the status quo. I mean, I love that quote from Susan Sarandon. You know, a vote for Hillary Clinton is a vote for the status quo, and the status quo is not working. This whole election is not about liberal versus conservative or Republican versus Democrat. This is about the establishment versus the American people. And the American people are standing up and saying it's time for a major change.
Well, I would be with you even further to say it's the money junkies versus the American people at the heart of it.
Well, the money junkies are the establishment, or at least they're in control of it.
7:36 p.m., Elizabeth Warren. Donald Trump has no plans for real jobs. We've addressed that one. 8 p.m., now Bernie says something that's really true. This election is about ending a 40-year decline of the middle class. But of course, that's if you... ending it only happens if you don't vote for Hillary.
Yes.
8:05 p.m., Bernie Sanders, based on her ideas and leadership, Hillary Clinton must become the next president of the United States. I don't know if that's a lie or what, but hopefully she doesn't.
Well, certainly that's what we're working toward here. But, you know, did you hear the follow-up? The entire convention floor started booing him.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, Bernie Sanders has betrayed his supporters and backers. They're very, very angry at him. And any chance that Bernie Sanders was going to be able to bring his supporters in behind Hillary has evaporated on that convention floor.
8:09 p.m., Bernie Sanders, this election is about overturning Citizens United. No way. If Hillary gets in, she'll keep it in place so she can get all the funding she wants to, get reelected 4 years later if we even have an election.
That's kind of a bit of a reach here because Trump didn't have anything to do with Citizens United.
Absolutely.
They're grasping at straws out there.
8:17 p.m., Bernie Sanders, the greed of the drug companies must end. No, the monopoly or oligopoly of the drug companies must end. Many of the people who buy the products that people sell on RBN are supplements. And, supplements, there's been a war by the drug companies, patent medicine against herbs and herbalistic and naturopathic medicine, which is often better with less side effects and all of that. And so,
they're trying to guarantee the monopoly of the large pharmaceutical corporations. Doesn't matter if the stuff they sell doesn't work and is harmful. The Democrats have been fully on board with this protection of corporate interests.
You and I go way back, so you probably remember David Kessler and the FDA and what they did back in the 90s to try and make the Democrats, especially trying to make supplements illegal.
Yes, I remember that.
Or requiring prescription.
Yeah,
and
you had to have a prescription
every
for
20
vitamin.
Or 30
yeah,
years.
Yeah, they keep fighting it for years and years. I remember when they banned nanosilver because people were curing their own infections with nanosilver. They weren't going to the doctor, and there was a huge public outcry. So now they decided to regulate it by capping the parts per million content of nanosilver sold in retail. You can buy higher concentrations online. We just make our own over here. But that's basically what it is.
Remember the melatonin thing that they tried?
Yeah, I remember the melatonin thing that they tried here. But, I mean, that's basically been the model of big government that the Democrats have been fully on board with. You're not allowed to grow your own food. You're not allowed to collect your own rainwater. You're not allowed to make your own medicines. You will buy everything that you need from a large corporation. It is enforced dependency. The Democrats have been doing to the American people exactly the same thing King George III tried to do to the American colonists.
So Bernie went on to say, we produced by far the most progressive platform in history. Well, if you substitute socialist for progressive, I guess that would
And, we have achieved a tremendous progressive victory. Men are allowed to use the women's restrooms now. Isn't that cool?
On that note, I'll just say that the only way I think that Hillary's ever going to feel the burn is in a transgender bathroom. Okay,
I think
so
Hillary's
Bernie went on
the,
to say that we need
lukewarm.
To break up the big banks, reintroduce Glass-Steagall, and stop the TPP. But does anybody in our audience really think out there, even the Bernie supporters at this point, that Hillary's actually going to do that? It's far more likely that Donald's going to do that.
Look at Tim Kaine, her vice president. I mean, he's on record saying that there should be even less regulation on Wall Street than there is now. And he's absolutely opposed to the return of Glass-Steagall, along with being a global warming nut.
Michael, my last comment is, I've been following the whole thing with the Federal Reserve for many years. And I met G. Edward Griffin and Eustace Mullins and others, and I just had a chance earlier today to look at all wars of bankers war. You did a terrific job on that. But you know, it recently occurred to me, this fake money debt slavery, it's really a bottomless pit that we're in. We're not supposed to be in the bottomless pit. We're in a bottomless pit that these Luciferian banksters and their cohorts are running.
Yeah. I mean, that's the message that came out of these DNC emails. You, yeah. The voters, are just not part of the system anymore. We will pick the leaders. You will obey those leaders. And that's the new reality in the United States of America.
Well, thank you for all that you're doing, Michael. And I guess it looks, I'm looking at C-SPAN right now, and it looks like as if anybody's surprised Clinton's going to get to the nomination.
Well, it's going to be a squeaker, and I noticed that there was a real long delay before they started the roll call vote. I'm wondering if they weren't dealing with some defections on the floor. So I think it's going to be a lot closer than we were led to believe. But, time will tell. But again, this whole thing was rigged.
Yeah.
This whole thing was rigged for Hillary Clinton. That's all there is to it.
God bless you and Claire and everyone out there in RBN land. Mike, take care.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much indeed. Okay, let's see. I'm trying to get... apparently somebody put a vote up on Twitter, and unfortunately it's just now disappeared. If Hillary Clinton is nominated, what will Bernie Sanders supporters do? And the choices were hold their nose and vote for Hillary. Hold their nose and vote for third party, vote for Donald Trump. And, it looks like it's, split 50-50 between, Hillary and the Donald. I don't think so. I think Hillary's people are out there trying to rig this poll like they're rigging all the others. I mean, looking at the reactions on that floor, I'm not buying that one tiny, tiny bit. Okay. Let's get on back to, the news here. And we're going to skip back to the campaign yet again. Story coming out of the Daily Mail in Great Britain. Hillary Clinton's campaign manager has admitted they have absolutely no evidence that Vladimir Putin or Russia had anything to do with the DNC server hack. They're justifying making the allegation because they saw it on CNN. And remember, Julian Assange outed that CNN's so-called expert source was this guy who got fired from his teaching position in 2014 for sending pictures of his private parts to random girls on Twitter. There's an authoritative source. This is how they launder the propaganda. Oh, I heard it on CNN. Well, CNN heard it over here. Where's the original source? I'm not sure, but if CNN's reporting it, it must be true. CNN, the Clinton News Network. Okay, now then, the other day we were looking at all these police shootings and an effort to rebrand the police as the poor victim class deserving of our support. Even though they're tasing us and shooting us and stealing all of our property, we should still love them and be sympathetic to them. And this was followed up by the payoff for this whole operation. President Obama wanting to push again to restore the militarization of the American police. Remember, they gave the police all these military weapons to threaten the American people with. There was a huge public outcry, and police departments said, we don't use this stuff, we don't need it, it's causing us problems to use it, you can have it back. And so following all these very conveniently timed police shootings, Obama said, we're gonna force these police departments to take these military weapons. Well, apparently, according to a story in Blacklisted News, following meetings with lobbyists, and I'm not sure why the lobbyists would be involved, but basically, apparently, Obama is now backing off this plan to force America's civilian police departments to accept and use military weapons against the American people. So, okay, we're still looking at the roll call vote. Like I said, it's a study in foregone conclusions. Now, over in Great Britain, proving that the United States does not have a monopoly on out-of-control corruption, 11 police officers and staff are now under criminal investigation over their handling of the evidence in the child sex abuse allegations against the late Lord Greville Janner. And apparently, what really started the investigation, there were three times during the investigation where they had the information to charge Lord Janner, and always something happened where they couldn't. And now, of course, he's passed on, and it reeks of yet another high-level cover-up. I don't understand what it is about these top politicians and bankers and movie stars and clergy where they get off on sex with children. I absolutely do not comprehend that. And I'm not an uptight person. Whatever consenting adults want to do in their own bedrooms with small household appliances, I could care less. But when it's children, it's a completely different story. And I just don't get it. I don't get it at all. And what I really don't get is any society that is so cowed by wealth and power that they would allow this to take place in their midst. And it's not confined to Great Britain. We had a big stink in this country back during the Elder Bush's presidency. It was called the Franklin Scandal. And it hit everywhere, including the Boys Town Orphanage, where a lot of these kids came from. And it went all the way up to the White House itself. And there was a documentary made about it. It was going to air on American TV. And apparently members of Congress were calling up I think it was PBS, and said, if you dare air this documentary, we will pass laws that will destroy your ability to operate. And the documentary got yanked. All the copies were bought up by an unknown party and apparently destroyed. But there was one editor's work tape that survived, and it's out there on YouTube. Maybe that's the initiation into the upper levels of the ruling class. You have to do something that is so disgusting that it can be held over your head for the rest of your life. You know, you want to be above this level in government, you got to have sex with an underage child, we're going to take pictures. And from then on, we own your soul. Maybe. Maybe it's just a causal relationship. Maybe the sociopathy that drives people to want to be rulers over others expresses itself also with this desire to express power over children by having sex with them. These are very sick people. From the highest levels of government down to the TSA stealing panties out of the suitcases. Very, very annoying. Okay, now then, let's see. Story about computers. This is from Tech Republic. Ransomware 2.0 is around the corner, and it's a massive threat to the enterprise. And by the enterprise, they mean corporate-based IT systems, not the Starship. And they're saying there's a new generation of ransomware coming out. It's more aggressive. Its cryptography is harder to break. They're charging more and more money for the decryption keys. And they're saying this could drive companies out of business if they get infected. And the same government that insists they know Russia hacked the Democratic National Committee servers can't find these ransomware bozos. Not even one of them. Or, given the U.S. government's reliance on civil forfeiture, maybe the ransomware is another government project to loot the population. Because they're out of money and they don't know how to get any more. Maybe that's what the NSA is doing in those data centers they have all over the place. Putting out ransomware, making money hand over fist. Anybody able to tell me that that's not going on? We'll be right back.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners, or maybe some joint aid, or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're watching the roll call vote. And like I said, it's a study in foregone conclusions. But it is significant just how close Bernie Sanders is to Hillary in those numbers. Now then. Over in Ohio, their legislature is moving toward mandatory vaccines. They're considering legislation that would eliminate all philosophical exemptions entirely. You will get that needle in your arm. You will pay for that medicine. And if your child dies, we're just going to say you shook your baby to death and put you in prison, because we have to protect those vaccine profits. We have to do that. Now, according to a story in Natural Blaze, there's a new study out saying that vaccines are causing an alarming increase in seizure disorders among children. These vaccines are causing harm, but because they make money, the government says you will buy these. You will put this in your kid's arm. And if your kid comes down with epilepsy, that's good for the economy, because now you're going to be working to buy epileptic medicines and treatments. And see, it's all good for the economy. You know, our economy is going to prosper if we make you all chronically ill, if we cripple your children. Get with the program, you people. Don't you understand how the world works in the minds of the government and the corporatocracy? Apparently, another study has just come on out showing that glyphosate, which is the active ingredient in Roundup weed killer, disrupts the function of DNA. And it literally causes chaos inside your cells, which manifests in the form of many diseases, including Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. But it makes money. And that's why we're going to use it. And it's amazing what they spray that glyphosate on. And it's more than just the crops. They spray it on the produce to make it look fresher in the markets. Now, for old-time video fans like myself, bit of a date in history, the last ever VHS video player has rolled off the factory floor. VHS is now officially dead. It's been dropped as a standard for quite some time. Frankly, it never should have gotten started. Beta was actually superior, but the problem was the consumer-level beta could only hold like 40 minutes on a tape, and people didn't like swapping a tape halfway through their porn movie. And so that's why VHS took off, but it was an inferior standard. Production companies still use beta for production. I mean, it's going more and more digital, digibeta. But VHS is now officially dead, so I have to put my VHS player right up alongside my Walkman and other artifacts from past ages. Speaking of artifacts from past ages, archaeologists have discovered in Serbia a Neolithic settlement that had multi-story buildings 6,000 years ago. That is actually pretty impressive. And it's a reminder, humans have been on this planet more or less in our present form for anywhere between 500,000 and 1,000,000 years. But we only really have an historical awareness of maybe the last 5,000 to 8,000 years, and as this archaeological discovery has confirmed, it's not all that complete. And you kind of have to wonder, you know, what went on, say, before the last ice age, before 20,000 years ago. Were there advanced civilizations, human civilizations, great empires, whose remains were destroyed by the glaciers? After the next ice age, will there be anything left of us for future archaeologists to look at? There's a huge, huge gap of understanding out there. I have a real hard time thinking that all of the advancement of humanity has only taken place in the last few thousand years. It just doesn't feel right to me. There's a wonderful series was on TV called Life After Humans, and it was just basically a show about how quickly all trace of our civilization would vanish if humans were to suddenly become extinct. And it does underscore that after a few hundred years, there'd be hardly anything left. We know there are cave paintings in Europe, but we don't know what was outside the cave at the time. We got to take a break for commercials. Back with more news after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for
or fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years. And its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really
and aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. So go ahead and call on in with your comments and questions here. Now, story coming out of Investment Watch blog. Actually, it was out yesterday. The FBI has announced they're going to investigate Donald Trump and Russia for the hack attack on the Democratic National Committee's servers. This despite the fact that even Hillary's campaign manager is admitting there is no evidence that happened. And the ludicrousness in a world where the NSA and FBI and CIA cannot find these ransomware authors to be able to say, oh yes, we know for certain Russia was behind this hack. Now the question is, why isn't the FBI investigating the Democratic National Committee for the campaign finance violations documented in those emails? Why aren't they investigating the corporate media for collusion with the Democratic National Committee. It really is absurd out there. The FBI is not the swell bunch of Joes the TV shows and movies have made them out to be. Those are just TV shows and movies. And believe me, I'm in a position to tell you how much garbage there is in there. And yes, they are used for propaganda value. When J. Edgar Hoover was director of the FBI, he was obsessed with how Hollywood portrayed the agency. He even went so far during the making of the movie The FBI Story with Jimmy Stewart. Hoover was on that soundstage every single day telling the director how to direct the movie. Hoover even appears in the film briefly from the backside only. If you go to my COINTELPRO page, there's a subsection on the FBI's obsession with Hollywood, how they have people planted in all the studios who will look at scripts, and if they mention the FBI, copies are sent to the FBI, who will then come on back and say, look, you shouldn't say this about the FBI. You shouldn't say that. You want to portray the FBI in a positive light, or we'll open an investigation that you've been smuggling white Anglo-Saxon Protestants into Mexico to pick the watermelons or some other form of harassment. One of the Jim Carrey films that I really liked, The Majestic. I really do like that movie. First of all, Jim Carrey had a lot of courage breaking out of his comedic stereotype and doing this movie. Second, it's a movie about rampant runaway government power and abuse. It's also about Jim Carrey's character being blacklisted out of Hollywood, something I can identify with. And it was also, of course, about that little town where when he's got amnesia, he winds up in, because I grew up in a town very much like that. So there's a lot of resonance with that film. But these things really did happen. During the McCarthy era, the FBI was out there destroying careers on mere suspicion. In the COINTELPRO page, they talk about actress Jean Seberg. She was a very famous actress in the 1960s, did a lot of work in Europe, did a lot of work in America, and she was supportive of the civil rights movement. So the FBI went out and to destroy her reputation by planting a story in the Los Angeles Times that Jean Seberg was pregnant out of wedlock. She was married at the time to a French diplomat with one of the Black Panthers. And even though this was the 1960s and the beginnings of liberalism and the summer of love and the autumn of gonorrhea, there was still a real taboo about interracial sex within the minds of most of the American people. The story was completely made up. It destroyed Jean Seberg's career. She suffered a miscarriage. And they actually held a funeral for the fetus with an open casket to demonstrate, no, there was no Black Panther father. And because her husband was a French diplomat, he threatened to make this into an international incident unless the FBI acknowledged what they did and apologized, which they did for once in their career. Of course, the apology was buried way down page 37 of the paper, along with the FBI's promise they would never do anything like that again, which, of course, they immediately set about doing. The FBI is the modern American version of the Gestapo. They're there to protect whoever is ruling. We saw that the other day when FBI Director James Comey came right on out and said, yes, Hillary had violated Title 18, felony-level violations, but we're not going to recommend charges. That's what's really going on. Forget everything you saw in the FBI story or the FBI, a Quinn Martin production, or Silence of the Lambs. That's not what these people are about. So I'm getting a bunch of emails from somebody who is researching the fine details of the Chinagate scandal back in 1996. And this is legitimate in the context of Hillary's private email server, which we're not letting go of. Yes, we got lots of juicy dirt on the DNC server hack, but we need to go back to Hillary's private email server, Title 18 felony violations, and the still unaddressed question. Based on the Clintons' past history during Chinagate in 1996, was Hillary Clinton selling U.S. secrets to foreign powers using her weak private email server to deliver and her charitable foundation to collect and launder the money. It's a valid, legitimate question. It deserves an answer. And so this individual is sending me all these articles from back in 1996 about all these technology transfers. Bill Clinton authorized the sale of a supercomputer to China. Supercomputers are very useful for designing and refining nuclear weapon designs. China has since built its own, probably reverse engineering a lot of that stuff, and they have some of the fastest, most powerful computers in the world. But it was a betrayal. That was never properly investigated. There's one hallmark of the Clintons' entire career. No matter what they do, they're able to evade investigation and prosecution. And that bespeaks a degree of power and control that would be dangerous to allow back into the White House. Okay, another story that we're getting here for you Second Amendment enthusiasts. Apparently, California has just passed a law that will require background checks and registration for homemade guns. Ghost guns, 3D printed guns. You will have to pass a background check and have a state-provided serial number permanently affixed to the weapon. I don't know that they're going to extend that to black powder weapons. There's a reason why black powder weapons aren't registered and tracked. And it's because of the way the ammunition is loaded, the patch ball. There's a piece of cloth that wraps around the round ball. And so there's no ballistic test that can actually match a round ball back to the barrel that fired it. It's I'm looking for the word here. The idea that there's only one muzzle loader here and only one bullet can imply guilt, but it's not court-worthy proof there. Getting back to the economy here, very alarming story. And we see this here in Hawaii, by the way. Right now, a fifth of parents are skipping their own meals so their children don't go hungry during summer break. This is coming from a survey by a leading poverty charity. Here in Hawaii, one of the programs that Claire and I support, with your assistance, that's one of the places where a lot of the donations to What Really Happened go. There's a program at a local school, and it's for the children whose families are on food stamps. Because here in Hawaii, with our sky-high prices, the food stamp money only lasts 3 weeks out of every month. And so for the fourth week of every month, these school kids are going to school hungry. So we're involved with this program that provides food bags to these children the fourth week of every month. This is part of that status quo that Hillary's people seems to think is, it's okay. This is all just fine. I mean, Hillary's doing great. Her banker friends are doing great. The fact that you're suffering doesn't matter anymore because your votes don't count anymore. That's why the DNC, and for that matter, the RNC, disconnected you from that candidate-choosing process. So they don't have to listen to you anymore. They don't have to listen to your whining and crying anymore about how hungry you are and how you don't like the government's violations of the Bill of Rights. That's the reason for disenfranchising the voters, so that the money junkies and those in power can run around Washington, D.C. saying, free at last, thank God Almighty, I'm free at last. I can do what my corporate masters tell me to do, and I don't have to listen to those voters anymore. What do they think this is, a democracy? Okay, moving on down here. Apparently, the New York Police Department is buying $7.5 million worth of military-grade protection for their police officers in the wake of these recent shootings of police officers. And they're trying very hard to make the police look sympathetic to the American people. And that's a tough sell. Because we've had a couple of weeks, a few weeks of police officers being shot, preceded by years of innocent law-abiding Americans being killed by the police, tased by the police, beaten up by the police, and through those civil forfeiture laws, being looted by the police. It's a very tough sell to make the police look good. I would almost expect that we might be looking at a new flood of police officer TV shows coming in the fall to remind us all how great the police are in One Adam 12 and Dragnet and how all of that is. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Laura in Michigan, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I was just going to tell you about a couple of new books. One of them I saw on Russia Today. It's called Spooked. It's a story about how the CIA is involved with media and movies.
Yeah, Operation Mockingbird.
Yeah, and then the other book is See Something, Say Nothing. It's about Homeland Security.
Well, I mean, I would have been wise to have followed that particular advice 20-some-odd years ago, but, you know, it is rather ridiculous how upside down our society has become, where people, you know, innocent people are being harmed and punished, guilty people are being protected and advanced. That's how completely out of whack it is.
Well, it reminds me of the old poem. Do you remember the poem? While good men rot in filthy jails, those who cry appease, appease, are hung by those they tried to please.
Yeah, I do remember that one, actually.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, anything else?
No, I just wanted you to know about those two books. I thought they were pretty interesting.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. We're going to let you go. Okay. We're looking at the roll call vote. Hillary has crossed the threshold. She's now officially the first female major party nominee. And they're having to add that word major because in U.S. history, there actually was a female nominee for president from one of the smaller parties about 100 some odd years ago, but they're trying to carve an historical first for Hillary, even though she isn't first. So they're out there doing that. So my word to the Democratic Party is congratulations. Now you are stuck with Hillary Clinton, which means that when she goes down for espionage, corruption, and racketeering, the entire Democratic Party will be taken down with her, the way the Republican Party was ruined by Richard Nixon. It took them a decade to recover from that. So that's what's going on down there. Okay, Sanders backers revolt on raucous opening day at Democratic Convention. We already talked about that. And more viral videos coming on out. Debbie Wasserman Schultz is now out there saying there's not a shred of evidence proving I've shown favoritism for Hillary Clinton. That's because they're shredding it all. And it's going to get very, very interesting out there. All right, so let's do a quick recap. We're coming up here on the end of our show. Hillary Clinton is now the, and we knew this was going to happen, the official nominee of the Democratic Party for President of the United States of America. And so now the fight is going to begin between Hillary and Donald Trump. And I think, judging by Bernie Sanders supporters, Hillary is in serious trouble. We know she's going to try and steal that election. She may even try and assassinate Donald Trump. Because Hillary, outside of that unquenchable lust for power and wealth, which can never be satisfied, she understands that if she loses the election for the White House, and Trey Gowdy's the new attorney general under President Donald Trump, her protection mechanism that has protected her from all of her crimes is going to be gone. There's a 10-year statute of limitations on espionage, and she could and should be tried and thrown in prison for what she's done. We cannot tolerate criminal actions by the rich and powerful just because they're rich and powerful. And that's not how you build a healthy working society. This nation was founded on a simple principle. This nation was founded on a very simple principle: the rule of law. The founding fathers wrote a constitution and started this government on the idea that nobody would be above the law. The laws apply equally to everyone in the United States of America. From the president on down to the person rewiring the light fixture. We've lost that. We have a nation that almost openly, blatantly, unashamedly protects the rich and powerful from the consequences of their actions. The Clintons have relied on that their entire career. But a lifetime spent ducking the consequences of your actions, to me, is not a qualification to be president of the United States of America. And again, there's a warning out there. Those who are willing to do anything to attain power are equally willing to do anything with it once they have it. And that's a red warning sign against Hillary Clinton. This is a very, very dangerous time. And we all have got to make our decisions, what we're going to do, who we're going to support, and get out there and support them. Those who sit at home and say, I'm not involved, you're part of the problem. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Poor water quality is a major health issue, and it's only getting worse. Municipalities can't keep up, standards have dropped, and pollutants are increasing. Where does it all end? It ends by keeping the pollutants outside of your home with HydroCare's advanced systems available at Wave Home Solutions. No less than the best purification materials and processes have been developed by HydroCare to provide you with healthy, clean water for drinking, cooking, and showering. HydroCare far surpasses the competition in removing chlorine, odors, iron, lead, chemicals, limescale, and much more. Don't settle for less when it comes to your water. We'll take care of the toughest water problems for you, whether it's from a city or well source. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-WAVE. Or go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home. Tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And Hillary has crossed the delegate threshold. Sanders is now moving for nomination by acclamation. So it's basically all over and done with. The Democrats have been arm-twisted into accepting Hillary Clinton as their nominee, even though she does not have the majority support of Democratic voters, let alone Republicans. So, one final phone call for today. Mike in South Carolina, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello there, Michael. Very, very good 20 hours. Nice updates. Let me take you back to when Hillary was running for a Senate seat in New York City. If he had lived, John F. Kennedy Jr. would have been her competition. I believe she had something to do with him being assassinated.
Well, we know for sure that the death of John F. Kennedy Jr. Was very suspicious, and there was a cover-up. We caught them lying about the weather issues, how dark it was. I've got family that lives on Martha's Vineyard, and it was just all nonsense from top to bottom. But again, if you look at all the people that have crossed with the Clintons and wound up dead, including that guy who was going to blow the whistle on fraud within the DNC a couple of weeks ago. That's a big part of the Clinton power. People are afraid of them.
You might go back to the Davidians back in Waco, and it's been known, it's been said that she had something to do with the killing of those 20 children, the mothers, and everybody in the Davidian compound by burning it down to cover up the fact that they had all been killed by gassing.
Well, yeah, that was the reason for starting the fire and everything. They had actually been killed by the gas. And the reason is, we know that, is during the autopsy, their lungs showed no signs of smoke inhalation, which means they were dead when the fire got started.
All right, keep up the good work. I'm going to get out of here. Adios.
All right, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. We're pretty much coming up here to the end of the show. And like I said, Hillary's nomination is kind of anticlimactic. Everybody knew it was coming. They bought the superdelegates. They cheated all the primaries. And she's going to try and cheat in November. So now everybody needs to seriously think about the idea of Hillary Clinton as president. And if you are not comfortable with that idea, you got to get out there and do something about it. If you're sitting at home and just saying, I'm going to let somebody else solve this problem, I'm going to let Rivero take care of it, I'm going to let RBM do all the work, then you're the problem. Everybody who is as concerned about a Hillary presidency as I am needs to make that commitment now to go on out and make a difference for November. Over on the Democratic side, they've got people out there saying, you know, you Democrats, go on out there and work for Hillary. Let your children take care of themselves. They're fine. They know how to use a microwave. You don't need to do that. You know, just leave your kids at home by themselves and go on out. They're driving their cult as hard as they can. And it is a cult. And what makes these people dangerous is that they don't care what Hillary has done. They just want to be right. They want to have a woman president. They're caught up in the ideology. They're worse than the people at Jonestown just about to drink that Kool-Aid. There's the music. Time for me to get on out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. We'll be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay informed, stay skeptical, make good choices. Share what you know with everybody that you know. We are in a fight for the future of this nation. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement
replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The American Dream.